Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Christ is risen. Brethren in Christ, after the persecution of the Christians in Jerusalem, the disciples were scattered all over the Mediterranean region. Some of them traveled as far as Antioch, preaching to the Hellenists, those who spoke Greek at that time, the native people who spoke another language, which is Greek. And the disciples became like instruments whom God has chosen to bring His name before all nations of the earth. And the Holy Spirit, after the day of Pentecost, had been poured out upon the Gentiles. And since many Jews of that time rejected the gospel, judging themselves to be unworthy of eternal life, as the gospel says, the disciples turned to the Gentiles, for God has opened the door of faith to them. You might, all of you, remember the vision of Peter in Joppa, when a large sheet came down from heaven and came close to him, and he heard a voice from heaven coming upon him saying, "Get up, kill and eat." And this was a vision, and the voice came three times to teach him that nothing is profane or unclean because God has made it clean. And this means that preaching to the Gentiles is a clean and acceptable to God. So evangelization of all mankind and the conversion of all human beings into Christ constitute the main task of the Orthodox Church. As an apostolic act, reaching out is a proclamation of His mercy. It is God's great mercy and compassion for all creation to preach His word to everyone. Orthodox mission in itself goes hand in hand with the Christian diaconia. So you cannot say we are preaching the gospel without taking care of the brethren. The apostles send a relief to the brethren living in the Holy Land. So the church has always proclaimed the good news as a relief and as a liberation from inward and outward suffering. That's why the church has in the past and still is developing the spirit of fellowship, sharing, and solidarity. As the reader of the apostle of the epistle this morning read, he was reading this Sunday reading, I felt that the apostles say, they are saying to us that there is no man or woman cares for himself alone, or he or she can be saved alone. But we must care for the brothers and sisters that they may be able to receive the good news and be saved. And today, as we hear the report of conversions, of non-Orthodox to the Orthodox faith. These news, these good news, bring joy to us and to all the believers. And God looks favorably on those who are accepting the conversion and to take from among them a people for his own name. And if you remember, in early Christianity, there was a vow that all those who are baptized, and after their baptism, they have to come out of the baptismal font and they have to make a vow in front of all the congregation that there is no Jew, no Gentile in Christianity. All are one in Christ. And this outreach activity has mainly three directions. First, as the development of fellowship and acceptance of any person, regardless of race, ethnic background, or any other thing in his life or her life. And second, as a mission of relief and care for everyone who is suffering in this life. And third, as a commitment of deliverance from all our sins, to be at the end sinless and blameless in front of God. Today, we are asked to fulfill our common vision in love and conquered, that the world might believe. Amen.